Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. If you were a beer-loving alien, there's probably no better place to land on Earth right now than in Vermont. The creations of Hill Farmstead, Lawson's Finest, and The Alchemist are desired by earthlings around the globe. And new breweries are opening monthly. This week, I just learned of another Vermont craft brewer, Payne Mountain Brewing in Northfield. There's plenty to talk about in Vermont's world of suds, and Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervores section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to share what she knows. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
In the past few years, brewers like Queen City, Drop-In, Lost Nation, and 14th Star have joined the old guard, like Harpoon, Long Trail, and Magic Hat. Have we reached the point of beer saturation in Vermont?
I'm told nowhere near. Two breweries we know well, Hill Farmstead and Fiddlehead, are expanding. One already has. Fiddlehead's going to. And Hill Farmstead told me we're nowhere near the point of saturation. There seems to be just a lot of thirsty people out there who want Vermont beer.
Well, how well respected are the state's brewers?
I think you can get an indication of how well respected by the speed with which the Vermont Brewers Festival sold out, which takes place next weekend, Friday and Saturday. They sold 8,400 tickets in 11 minutes. I mean, think how fast people have to be just to log on and buy, snap up these tickets with 30,000 hits on the website, the festival director told me. So there's tens of thousands of people shut out. And when Memorial Day weekend, when Waterbury had what's called a tap takeover, where certain breweries just took over the taps of these bar rooms in Waterbury, people were showing up very, very early in the morning and lining up for beer hours before the bars opened and coming from, you know, all over.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that Brewers Festival. For those 8,400 lucky ticket holders, what will they experience on the waterfront in Burlington?
They'll experience, as this guy Bob Montgomery at Hill Farmstead told me, a craft beer mall. Just beer after beer after beer, trying different types. There'll be these brewers from Brattleboro will be in this tent that's having several brewers there at once, and they'll be bringing beer they made with water from a Vermont state parks. And beautiful waterfront setting is also what they'll be experiencing, and great Vermont food vendors.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervores section of the Burlington Free Press. This morning, we're discussing Vermont beer. Canning beer, Sally, has become, well, it's back in vogue. So what's given rise to this?
Well, a few things. It's what you said. People are sort of, it's retro cool, I think. There's a hipness factor to it. But also the technology has changed. And the cans now have a liner in them, so you might not taste the metallic taste that some people sensed before.
That was a big problem in the past.
Yeah, and that no longer is the case. And also, they're very convenient. You can take them. There are places that don't allow glass, concerts, ballparks. You can take cans in with you. And someone today was talking about backpacking. A hiker might want a beer at the top of the mountain. It's much easier to just crush a can and stick it in your pocket. So all those reasons. And, you know, I remember when I was 18 or 19, we had a big thrill was Rolling Rock ponies. We loved the little mini bottles because we were sick of cans. And now this has come back as a can event, really.
Who is doing the canning?
Well, the neatest thing, I had such a fun time a few days ago. I drove down to Shelburne to Fiddlehead Brewery, and I was, you know, sort of cresting the hill just past Shelburne Museum, and I could smell the beer. All of a sudden, you could just smell hops. And then I pulled into the parking lot, and Fish is playing loud, and there's this rolling crew of canners. They're called Ironheart, and they're based in Connecticut. And these guys, it's a company that just goes around the Northeast and cans beer for people. And they travel over 1,000 miles a week, and they're doing four spots in Vermont regularly here every week, canning beer for Fiddlehead, Otter Creek, Long Trail, and cider for Citizen Cider, their only cider customer. And it's really something to see. They set up this, they bring in this tractor trailer set up this canning line, and they just have these beer cans shooting down a line, beer coming out of these big tanks, and sealing a top on it and putting these ones had those black, they're called like tech packs or something. Mm-hmm. And they were canning, the day I was there, they were canning 500 cases of a double IPA called Second Fiddle.
Have any idea how long it takes to do 500 cases?
They were there all day. They were going to be there, 9-10 hours.
Wow. Yeah. Now, you did allude to some state park beer. It's Whetstone Brewery in Brattleboro has come up with this novel series. So tell us what they've got up their sleeve.
Well, the way it came about is sort of indicative of the interest in Vermont beer. And maybe there are aliens coming to Vermont for beer. Who knows? But someone at the who works for the state Parks Department told me that she routinely was getting calls from tourists, out-of-staters, asking about proximity of Vermont state parks to breweries. So these were people who want to come sort of make a vacation weekend or time in Vermont. And she started to think, how can we promote, sort of do a cross-promotional thing of state parks and breweries? And she asked people, got any ideas? And this guy, Tim Brady, who's a brewer at Whetstone Station Brewery in Brattleboro, owns it with his wife, had this idea to make beer from water at local state parks. And he says that, you know, that water is the number one ingredient in beer, and he thinks it's a very crucial one. He's all into what he calls water profile of the beer. Mm-hmm. So he proposed this idea. And he's making Fort Dummer Summer Ale and Molly Stark Dark, and they'll both be available at the Brewers Fest. And it required carrying 25-gallon, those water jugs we all know from office coolers. Him and some friends went into the park with 20 empties, came out with 100 gallons of water. He said he couldn't get the same people to do it twice.
Sally Pollock writes for the Save & More section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.